A very good afternoon from the sports team. It is day four of the French Open at Roland Garros. Round two action on the go at the moment. Having a look at what is going on. Men's second seed Carlos Alcaraz is in action against Fabian Maruzan. And it's not going all according to plan. He did lose the second set. That's Alcaraz. It is 6-1, 4-6, 6-1 in the third. And they've just started the fourth set. So potentially getting it done in four sets. There has been an upset though. Casper Ruud, the seventh seed in the men's draw, has gone down to Nuno Borges in four sets. That one finished 2-6, 6-4, 6-1, 6-love. So we're not sure. There might have been a bit of an issue there for Casper Ruud. The results from earlier today, eighth seed in the men's draw, Lorenzo Musetti. He beat Daniel Elahi Galan from Colombia, 6-4, 6-love, 6-4. Eighth seed in the women's draw, Xin Wenjing. She beat Emiliano Arango, 6-2, 6-3. Jasmine Paolini, the fourth seed, cruised past Ayla Tamjanovic, 6-3, 6-3. And the pick of the games coming up a bit later. Women's first seed, Arina Sabalenka, takes on Jill Teichman. While fifth seed in the women's draw, Iga Swiatek faces Brit Emma Raducanu. Moving to some football news now. Banyana midfielder Amogelang Motau says that their preparation for in the Three Nations series against Botswana and Zambia will set them in good stead for the upcoming Women's Africa Cup of Nations. They take on Botswana in the opening fixture at the Lucas Moripa Stadium today. They were kicked off actually at 3 p.m. Motau says that they're working towards achieving a good blend between senior and junior players in these international friendlies.
Banyana is in a transitional period, so it's going to be very important for us to take the new girls that are coming into the team and make sure that we have chemistry with the ones that have been in the team for much longer. So I think we've gotten opportunities to prepare, and we've been in camp every FIFA break. So I think it'll put us in a good place to prepare for the tournament.
Staying with football to finish, Chelsea captain Reece James admits that he needed time to grow into the role after being appointed when he was only 23. The defender will lead out the club in a final for the first time when they face Real Betis in the Conference League final tonight. James says being injury-free since January has helped him rediscover his best form.
One thing to remember is, you know, leaders are made, they're not born. You know, I got given the role at such a young age. You know, when I was going through a difficult period, you know, I had a lot of injuries. I wasn't on the pitch so much. But I think, you know, I've grown so much, you know, helping the team the more I've played.
Well, that's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Taven.